Now I'm here with Eliana, and we're in the Amrita Bollywood dancers dressing room. We're in this tiny little dressing room, and there's like maybe 30 people in here or something crazy like that. I mean, like, people are packed in like 30s. This is the most happening place to be.
Absolutely, yes.
It's because it's where all the sparkly dancers are.
Oh, yeah.
How was your performance?
It was great. It was so fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it was beautiful. You're up there and sparkling and doing all these kind of belly dance inspired and a little bit of the hand motions of India and Bollywood, and you're so bangled and and glistening.
Oh yeah, it's all about the bangle and the sparkle and the high energy and just having fun.
In fact, that's one of the themes of Sexploration with Monica tonight. We're talking about the critical importance of celebration. Like, why do we come together once a year and be like, yeah, woo! Like, what is it for?
For fun and for, I think, fulfilling a ritual in our lives. We don't have a lot of that in our culture, so New Year's is definitely one of those.
Yeah, exactly. We're like, the clock is turning. Oh my God, we're going to have to write something different on our checks. Woo! Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is.
Yeah. So I was wondering about the word Amrita. I've only come across it in a few different contexts, and I was wondering what it meant and why you chose it as the name of the troupe.
Okay. Well, Amrita is the immortal nectar in, it's a Sanskrit word, actually. It's an ancient language, ancient word. And it comes out of a very popular Hindu myth, or a small section of a very long, large Hindu myth. And basically, it's from a time period in their mythology when the Rakshasas, who were the demons, were taking over. They were becoming more powerful than the gods and goddesses. So the gods and goddesses got together and said, okay, we have to stop these guys. They're out of control. They're wreaking havoc. What can we do? And it was known that in the ocean of consciousness, so deep, deep within the deepest ocean, was this Amrita, this nectar of immortality. And so the Rakshasas, the demons, were trying to get it, and the gods were trying to get it, and there was sort of this war going on, and they both realized that by themselves they couldn't get it. But if they worked together, they could bring it to the surface. And then as it came to the surface, whichever side got it was going to sort of be the conquering side. So the story goes on that they decided, they asked this snake, Venuka, I think is his name, to be the churning stick, and they got a mountain. They put the mountain in the ocean, and then they took the snake, and one side had one end of the snake, one side had the other, and they churned, and they churned, and they churned, and they churned, and as they churned, different things started arising up out of the ocean. So a beautiful woman came. Lakshmi rose out of the ocean, and all these different things. I can't quite remember all the details now. But basically, the poison came up as one of the almost the last things before the Amrit. And the demons were really excited. They were like, aha, we're going to get the poison. And so Lord Shiva actually went and swallowed the poison. And that's why he has a blue throat. He's known as the blue-throated one, because he was able to live because he's so powerful. But he has a blue throat from swallowing the poison. Anyway, because he did that, the next thing that churned up was the Amrit. And the demons were still kind of reeling from Shiva having taken the poison. So the gods and goddesses got the Amrit. But I think actually what happened is the demons got, I think they had to kind of share it. So they both ended up with some of it. So that's sort of that myth in a little nutshell.
Interesting. So this is Eliana from Amrita Bollywood. It's a dance troupe here at Sea of Dreams. And I mean, there's so many different performers and lots of interesting and beautiful, sparkly people. The reason I was curious about the history of the word Amrita is because the only context in which I've heard it was they called it the nectar of the gods, or the seat of female power, actually. And they called it, they said it was a metaphor for female ejaculate. You know, like the seat of female power, and like it requires consciousness and like really diving, you know, deep within and actually stimulating the G-spot, which many people don't think exists, you know? And so it was interesting, and I was like, wow. And I know that belly dancing comes from a history of, you know, female power and dancing in the red tent and celebrating fertility and beauty, and that many people I think back in the old, I don't know how long ago, but like belly dancing was basically only for women with women, you know? And then it's really good for childbirthing and all sorts of things.
Yes, that's absolutely true. It mimics, as far as I understand, it mimics a woman in labor and the contractions that she's going through. And it's very wonderful. I have two children and I belly danced. I do all kinds of dance, and Bollywood is what I perform the most, but I've definitely done my share of belly dance. And when I was pregnant, it was the greatest joy to belly dance through my pregnancies.
Really? So you were belly dancing while you were pregnant and it was feeling good?
Yes, absolutely.
Note to self, when pregnant, try belly dance. It might, I don't know, it kind of shakes it out a little bit, right? Moves your energy around.
Yeah. And after too, right after the baby's born, I went right back to it right away, and it's wonderful. Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you so much, Ileana. It was great to talk to you.
Likewise. Great to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks so much for the history of Amrita. So we've been talking to the Amrita, one of the dancers from the Amrita belly dancing troupe. We're here at Sea of Dreams, and woo, it is a party.